What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Do we have our guest? I think we may. Joining us from the Heritage Foundation, National Security and Foreign Policy, are his expertise, Jim Carafano. Thank you for coming on this morning.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx.
Welcome to the jungle.
It's rough there. Jim, thanks for joining us.
Just to show you how serious us kind of people really are, I was just thinking the right place for Putin and Trump to meet, Vegas. In that
Vegas.
Big dome thing, and then we should sell tickets.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
And they would sell for hundreds of bucks, and we could, you know, crank the deficit down a little. So be a twofer. End a war and, you know, make some money off of it.
That's a fantastic idea.
What would they show on the screen when they're negotiating then? What would
mostly
be up there?
Putin scowl, you know.
Big giant Putin head. So the undercard would be, we'll bring Mike Tyson back out again for a little fight, like, and something that Donald Trump would really like to see.
He could negotiate. He could be like the MC. That would be so cool.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, I guess that's where we are right now. And we have a proposed list, negotiation list of items that would be used in order to satisfy Russia to end the war with Ukraine. And the latest news is essentially Putin and Zelensky don't have to meet face to face. Donald Trump will meet with them individually to try to get them close enough within striking distance to end this thing. Do you feel like this could actually work?
I don't know. I mean, it does feel like Putin is maybe actually interested in a ceasefire. And so it's not the end of the war. It's a ceasefire. And if you actually look at what it, all it really does is, by and large, is accept the reality of conditions on the ground. You know, I always tell people the next war doesn't start because of how the last war ended. The next war starts because of the things you do the day after. And so if we do get to a ceasefire, that's not the end. There's a lot of history to be written after that, and it really depends on what we do after that, whether we can protect our interests in Europe, which essentially are, look, we don't want Russia and China to basically run wild in Europe. That would be a disaster for us, and Ukraine is basically a dam against that. And then what Donald Trump has definitely proven is the United States can support Ukraine, press for a ceasefire, which is the right thing to do, and not really put U.S. interests uh, uh, or or U.S. lives at risk. So it's, I think he's done a terrific job getting us to the point, and we'll see what Putin does.
I wonder, also, for the sake of time, one of the other big news stories is between Israel and Hamas. So Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday on Fox, I think Bill Hemmer was there as part of the interview, saying, what do you want to do? And Netanyahu says they plan to occupy Gaza temporarily so they can hand it over to someone that's not a terrorist organization. How do you think that would turn out? Do you think realistically this is something that could actually happen?
Well, I think realistically, it's the only path forward. I mean, there is no path forward where Hamas has a governance structure left in Gaza, and there's no way that you're going to actually provide for the people and ensure that nutrition and basic needs are met unless Israel and the U.S., you know, cooperatively are in charge of the humanitarian operation. These are just the realities on the ground. And what everybody else thinks about that, I don't care where you are in the world, you know, your view just literally does not matter.
You know, it makes sense that that Netanyahu wouldn't want Hamas, a known terrorist group, to be running, you know, controlling Gaza. What confuses me, though, is that he says that, you know, okay, look, we just want to occupy it. We don't want to govern it. We'd actually turn that over to some Arab nations, but hasn't specified which ones. I guess my question would be, is that really effective? Because, yes, maybe it's not an established terrorist group, but, I mean, there's been conflict between Arab nations and the Jews in Israel dating back, you know, thousands of years. So is that really going to ensure that Israel's not having, you know, bombs lobbed at them anymore?
As long as it's not Iran, the answer is probably, because I think this in this part of the world, honor is power, and it's very clear that the kingmakers in this part of the world is this U.S.-Israel bilateral relationship, and I think most of the Arab states see that, you know, it's not Iran, it's not Russia, it's not China, it's the United States, and the U.S. strategy is, you know, you have to normalize relations with Israel and live together as brothers, and that's the only way forward that you're ever going to get a decent life. And actually, I think most of the Arab nations have resigned themselves to that.
Yep. Jim Chiarifano joining us from the Heritage Foundation. So part of this interview, too, was talking about the food that was going in there. So what you find is a lot of the major networks and, you know, news organizations like AP, they find themselves siding with Hamas in a lot of different ways, taking the information from them as truth. And Israel denies that, saying they're not trying to stop any aid or food to get in there. This is Hamas's doing. So when you look at the problems that are there, I think other people have said, like even Donald Trump, we're just going to take over the food rations, right, to try to solve this. Now, I believe Netanyahu, I believe Hamas is making it so they're basically allowing their people in there to starve as a tactic, because either they're taking the food, using it for themselves, their fighters, or selling it or whatever they may be doing to fund the war even further. How do you think you handle that situation and maybe get some recognition from the news networks that Hamas is really the bad guy here?
Well, I mean, the good news is there's been an organized global movement to demonize Israel, to promote anti-Semitism, promote anti-Zionism, to drive a wedge between the United States and Israel and to isolate Israel. And honestly, it's failed, right? It has not deterred either the Israelis or the U.S. government. So that's just, it's just not going to work. And just from a logical standpoint, I mean, in absence of perfect evidence, I always just default to logic. It is not in Israel's interest for the people of Gaza to starve. Why would they do that? They wouldn't. It is in the interest of Hamas to starve the people of Gaza and blame Israel. So the logic of what's going on here, and the reality is Israel and the U.S. can do things on the ground. Nobody else really can. So that's the way forward, and that's just it. So we're just going to get through this, because the one thing most people keep looking for, the elegant, perfect solution where everybody's happy. And most problems in the world are not that way. And this
is not that way. You're right. Jim Chiarifano, Heritage Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate the time.
All right. Thanks for elevating the Mark Cox Show to a slightly higher level of dignity and decorum.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.